When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for April 24th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Motley Crue have announced when we'll finally get our first taste of the four songs they worked on with producer Bob Rock and their first music with new guitarist John Five. Taken to social media, they said, quote, "Motley Crue return, marking the start of a brand new chapter with our new song, Dogs of War, available now for pre-order, hitting all platforms on April 26th. Last week, Slipknot began teasing One Night Only, an event that was being cryptically advertised on a billboard in the middle of the desert. On their website, youcan'tkillme.com, the band announced they'll be playing a show at a 350-capacity venue called Pappy and Harriet's in Pioneertown, California. And it's all happening tomorrow night. According to the website, tickets are just $9 and are limited to two per person. Tickets went on sale yesterday at 3 p.m. Eastern. They sold out in a matter of seconds. The band saying they're donating all of the show's proceeds to the Joshua Tree No Kill Shelter and the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert. The band also recently announced two dates in Mexico in November. That follows several festival dates this spring, celebrating Slipknot's 25th anniversary. And the mystery of Slipknot's latest lineup appears to have been solved before the band even had a chance to take the stage. Fresh teases tucked away on the site YouCan'tKillMe.com seem to have confirmed the identity of the band's latest drummer, and also serving up clues of the individual who replaced sampler and keyboardist Craig 133 Jones. Images referencing Eloy and Jeff are featured. It's widely rumored that the addition of ex-Sepultura drummer Eloy Casagrande and the addition of Jeff Karnowski, who played bass alongside Slipknot percussionist Clown in the band Dirty Little Rabbits. Another alumni of Dirty Little Rabbits, Michael Pfaff, went on to replace Chris Fenn in Slipknot in 2019. To this day, he's known as Tortilla Man. In celebration of the upcoming 40th anniversary of Def Leppard's Pyromania album, Phil Collin from the band took part in an intimate in-store performance at a signing at Boo Boo Records in San Luis Obispo, California. It happened this past Monday, April 22nd, but now fan-filmed video and photos have popped up online. Def Leppard are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Pyromania with a new commemorative box set available this Friday. And if it's possible, Record Store Day this year was even bigger than it was last year. The one-day event that's celebrated by musicians and independently owned brick-and-mortar record stores happened this past Saturday, April 20th. Hundreds of exclusive vinyl releases were made available only to independently owned brick-and-mortar record stores and only in person. Releases from the Talking Heads and Paramore, Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan, and of course, Taylor Swift helped to boost the sales this year. And fresh off of his collaboration with Taylor Swift and artists like Ozzy, Post Malone is working on something with director Michael Bay. They've teamed up on a new project centered around a story Malone created that draws on influences like Mad Max and Evil Dead. It's set in medieval Europe, and according to the press release, quote, "where the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent in a mysterious armored 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens." The as-yet untitled project will begin as a graphic novel, which will be published in 2025. Malone and Bay will also be working on developing a movie adaptation with one of Bay's longtime collaborators, producer Brad Fuller. For the first time in 5 years, the Experience Hendrix Tour is headed back out on the road. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is one of the major players in the forthcoming edition of the tour. Legendary blues icon Taj Mahal, Zakk Wylde, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, Eric Johnson, Dweezil Zappa, and many more are scheduled to make appearances on the tour. Dates begin September 19th in Seattle, Washington at the Paramount Theater and wrap up in St. Augustine, Florida on October 19th with no date scheduled in New England. Paramount Plus has announced that new episodes of the groundbreaking docuseries Behind the Music will premiere exclusively on the service in the U.S. and Canada on Wednesday, May 1st. New episodes profile Belle Biv DeVoe, Trace Atkins, and Wolfgang Van Halen, along with remastered episodes featuring 50 Cent, Bobby Brown, Ice-T, Milli Vanilli, The Notorious B.I.G., and Sinead O'Connor. And a previously lost 12-string acoustic guitar that belonged to the late, great John Lennon will go up for sale at auction in May after it was recently found in the attic of a home in Britain. Auctioneers said that the Lennon-played guitar, which is expected to exceed its estimate of $600,000 to $800,000, was played on the Beatles' 1965 album, Help. The guitar has been lying in an attic and was rediscovered by the current owners during a house move. The guitar is believed to have ended up in their hands through British musician Gordon Waller, a member of the 1960s pop duo Peter and Gordon. Gordon was gifted the guitar from John Lennon. He then gifted it to his road manager, and that's where the guitar stayed for all these years. Set to be auctioned on May 29th at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York and on the auctioneer's website. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 203 featuring Lee Cacati from Pop Evil is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.